Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. It's another Blinkers Saturday, episode 17. Hi guys, welcome to another issue of Blinkers Saturday. I hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're all relaxed for this Saturday morning podcast. Saturday being a sort of weekend thing, as you all know. Now, over the next few minutes, I'll dive into various reviews and comments about everything Belinda Blinked and Rocky Flintstone, never mind MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said and not been said. So we'll look at my books, the merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your wonderful Reddit comments. So please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. And let's start off immediately with Twitter, now known as X. Laura Jordan, and she's been watching Love on the Spectrum, and season one has both a Candida and an Adam. She's waiting patiently for Norman Toogey to show up. Laura, if he does, tell him I want to sign up to his next business training course. Okay, Nazneen, a long-time friend of the podcast and my work. So, she's watched episode one of this year's Apprentice recently, and one of the contestants said that they always under-promise and over-deliver. And I couldn't figure out at the time why that sounded familiar. And it's just hit me that Alice made a remark slash joke saying that about Belinda. Belinda would smash the Apprentice, not going to lie. Lord Sugar would not be ready for such a bad business bitch. Thank you, Nazneen. And there's those three B's again. Wonderful. Bad business bitch. So, I commented, very true and a great idea. Do you think a Steele's top employee session with Lord Sugar would make an interesting story? I mean, we'd have to change Lord Sugar probably to Lord Sucre, which is the French version of the word. We could have Belinda, Bella, Giselle, Des, Patrick, Sir James, Paddy the barman, he'd be good at the practical stuff, I'm sure, all going head to head. Just thinking. Jessica Rose added, can you imagine if the guys ever did another tour? I think Belinda on The Apprentice would be an excellent idea. Well, Jessica Rose, anything can happen in this world. Nazneen added, I love it. By the way, thanks, Rocky. I've just started listening to your series of property buying tips. Very timely for me, as my husband and I are looking into buying our first house. Wow, Nazneen. Big purchase. Most expensive thing you'll ever do. Very best of luck. And remember, location, 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 as they say. Okay, let's move across to Reddit. And as you all may know, my latest book is written with Belinda and Bella, so I mentioned it on Reddit and got this response. Property purchase? Question mark, question mark. Hi guys, don't miss my property buying podcast with Belinda and Bella every Monday. Jailman of Oz came back and said, the architecture-related erotic puns come thick and fast, if you'll excuse the expression. In episode 8 of How to Buy the Best Property for You, some of my favourites include Meaty Chimney, Pulsating Love Newel Post, Downstairs Love Furnace, and so on. Hey, Jailman, thank you once again for your invaluable contribution. Keep it up. So, after last week's initial foray by Lane Daily Planet into Book 1, Chapter 1 of Belinda Blink 1, I thought we'd investigate Chapter 2. Best line of the episode, Day 2, by Lane Daily Planet. What is the best line in Book 1, Chapter 2? Rocky lines or any line from Jamie James or Alice? I'm diffusing, known also as Bridgette, with a B. Belinda's nipples started to swell in anticipation. Or, the two girls started to excite each other, and soon their respective vaginas were wet and steaming. Pick your poison. Throwaway Donut 294 adds, steaming? I can hear James saying this. D-Town Forever, known as Hazel's Giant Watch, says, their respective vaginas. I think that was the moment I realised I had stumbled across something absolutely hilarious when I first listened. Just the ridiculousness of that phrase, respective vaginas. I mean, I appreciate him telling us what order it happened in, but I think it is true what Alice, or maybe James, says about those two words never having been written in that order before. Expensive Success 475 adds, from Giselle, what do you think of his fucking leather room? James, Giselle, manners. Expensive Success 475 adds, Belinda, looking around the leather room, thinks, what does he get up to in here? Alice replies quickly, sex, Belinda. And this is what Alice is all about. She's always very, very on the ball, witty, sharp. Desk Bunny adds, well, he won't because he's a fucking waste of space, is without doubt my favourite line about Bill from Alice. Laughing out loud. Shawdog 21 adds, I just love that Alice hated Bill from HR from the very start. Lane Daily Planet replies, I can't find this part in the episode. Can I get a timestamp, please? Desk Bunny adds, I think it's the very first episode of season 3 when she jumps into the Millennium Dome building. Lane Planet adds, oh well, this was supposed to be from the second episode, book 1. Hey, Lane Daily Planet, don't worry. Such is the life of a performer when playing to a live audience, as Reddit very much is. Okay, let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And we're going to go first to GB. 5 stars from Phil Keane. This is the funniest thing I have ever listened to. I'm late to this, so I have the luxury of having 5 books to get through. I started series 1 by the side of a pool on holiday and looked up mid-laughter to realise all my family were all looking at me, signal for me to take out my headphones to ask what the hell I was listening to as I was literally crying with laughter. P.S. My punctuation is a nod to the genius that is Rocky. Thank you, Phil. Lovely review. 5 stars from Queenie. This is great. Came across this podcast after a friend recommended it. It gets me through the working day with many laughs and leaves me wanting to hear more and more. I'm on book 2 and can't wait to hear what Rocky has in store for Belinda in the future books. Laughing out loud. Right, let's move across to the US. Five stars from Steph2783. Hooked American. I listened to the first season, and in one swift motion, I was hooked. Each episode left me hanging on the edge of my seat like a pomegranate. Completely accurate depictions of not only the American man, but the female anatomy as well. Another one, five stars from Rookies 35. Or rather, Roxy 35. Inspirational. I'm writing a porno now. Thanks for the inspiration, Rocky. Someday people will be able to say, my therapist wrote a porno.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, let's pop across the large bit of water to Australia. Five stars from Moochoo81. You'll pee your pants from laughing. Seriously, this podcast series is so bad it's good. Just take note that if you are listening on a train or in a car, people will look at you oddly from all your laughing. Five stars from DHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDHDH honestly, the chemistry is stronger than ever. Recent episode had me in stitches. Honestly, you guys make my week. As an Australian listener, the recent representation has been wonderful. Love, love, love. Thank you, DHDH. So, let's move on to Amazon. An Amazon customer, 1 out of 5 stars. Absolute rubbish. Firstly, this is a pamphlet, not a book. Bought out of curiosity, read the podcast, but consigned to the bin after a few pages. Please don't waste your money on this rubbish. I'm not upset by the rude crassness, just by the ineptitude of the author. Why tell a story when you can pretend vulgarity is literature? Thank you. Client d'Amazon. Another review here from Amazon. 5 out of 5 stars. My goodness gracious me. What a good blinking. And this was reviewed in France. I blinked again and again. My pomegranate blinked. My cervix blinked. The flesh of mankind blinked. Prepare to be blinking. Merci beaucoup, client d'Amazon. Okay, let's look at Etsy and see what's been happening over there this week. Well, I've had a little problem with a shipment sent to Madeleine in Canada. My printers emailed me and told me that Air Canada had lost her package containing 2 stickers, one of Steele's Pots and Pans and the other of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights. Luckily, her mug, again with the logo of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights, had been mailed separately and was unaffected. So she's got that at least. This, dear blinkers, in all my 5 years of selling merch, has never happened before. The very apologetic printer assured me that they were being resent and were on a priority list. What to do? Well, I thought I'd better email Madeline and give her the bad news. And here's what happened. Hi, Madeline. I just want to tell you that your 2 stickers you ordered from Etsy are on their way. The first set got lost in the post, but are now being resent. Thank you for your patience and for being a wonderful blinker. As a small recompense, I would love to record you a happy birthday message. Let me know if you would like one, and I'll get it to you. Rocky. So Madeline came back to me and said, "Hi, Rocky. Thanks for the update and for resending them. I'm not in any rush, so no worries at all. Smiley face." And actually, a fellow blinker of mine just had a birthday on February the 19th. Would it be possible for you to record a message for my friend Nick? Thanks. So I replied to Madeline, "Hey, Madeline, yes, my pleasure. Consider it done. Thank you all for being blinkers, Rocky." And then a few minutes later, I said, "Hey, Madeline, please find attached my birthday greetings recording for Nick. I hope he enjoys it. I also did one for you for whenever your big day comes around, so celebrate in style. Once again, thank you both so much for being blinkers, and I hope you'll hear your names on one of my March Saturday morning blinkers podcasts. Rocky." Okay, guys, it was wonderful to make contact with not only one blinker, but two, Madeline and Nick from Canada. And I also want to thank Madeline for her patience over the stickers. Not everyone is so understanding. Finally, a little press comment. And this is a comment at newsbiscuit.com. Newsbiscuit.com. Great name, isn't it? Kate Writes Stuff is the author. Woman pretending to like podcasts lives in fear of being asked about them. And that was the heading. Liz Morris, an avocado-loving millennial from Doncaster, is neither hip nor cool due to the fact that she absolutely despises podcasts. "The trouble is," said the 32-year-old, "podcasts form the basis of 89% of office conversation. The other 11 is taken up by photos of Barry from accounts, 5 adopted cats." Despite being a woman whose womb is primed and ready to receive the maternal hot takes of broadcasting mummy bloggers, podcasts really aren't her thing. "It started harmlessly enough with me nodding enthusiastically to others," says Liz. "But now, when I go jogging, I've got my earphones in and I laugh occasionally to look like my life is being enriched by the self-aggrandizement of a comedian with a mic in their bedroom, when really I'm listening to sweet, sweet nothing. I've also built an Anderson shelter, which is an air raid shelter, in my garden and fill it with enough supplies to last me 10 years. I've let the neighbours assume I'm preparing for Putin, but really it's for the inevitable day when I get found out by someone asking me what my favourite episode of My Dad Wrote a Porno is." Lovely piece of journalism, Kate Writes Stuff. Thank you ever so much. So, guys, as you can see, it's been another interesting few days here at Rocky's Pavilion. Let's pick my poop of the week. And guess what? It's going to be the anonymous Amazon customer who knows the difference between a pamphlet and a book. Congratulations. And now, the blinker of the week, who is Madeline from Canada. Well done. And the reason why? For being so understanding of her late delivery of the two stickers. Truly a blinker above all others and rightly deserves to be blinker of the week. Congratulations. Email me for your birthday greetings recording by myself. Oops, you've already had one. Okay, I'll record you a special Easter greetings. How's that? Okay, guys, that's all today for myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed or My Dad Wrote a Porno, all one word, or at my Etsy store. So, until next time, have a great St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, the 17th of March. I, myself, will be down at my local pub having that inevitable pint of Guinness. Slánch. We'll be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.